This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, how Hollywood producers are taking advantage of a tax loophole in Germany. But first, a report in the Los Angeles Times today says that the Bush administration has forged close intelligence ties with Sudan's Islamic regime, a regime that once had good relations with Osama bin Laden. Sudan is also on the most recent U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Here with us is the author of the report, staff writer for the L.A. Times, Ken Silverstein, and welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
Now, you write that the government of the Sudanese strongman, Lieutenant General Omar Hassan Ahmed Bashir, has been feeding the CIA valuable information about al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. How does he have this information?
Well, in part, the information comes from the fact that bin Laden and al-Qaeda were based in Sudan from 1991 to 1996. And in a sense, you know, because they were there, the Sudanese intelligence monitored them, kept their eye on them, and some would say also facilitated some of their activities. But in any case, a lot of the information comes from that period where they were simply monitoring al-Qaeda, and so they had big files on bin Laden and his supporters. But it really is more than just information sharing. It's an ongoing relationship. For example, in November of 2001, soon after 9/11, and 9/11 really sort of kicked off this relationship because the Bush administration was desperate for information on Islamic radicals, and Sudan could provide it. And Sudan wanted to improve its relationship with the United States and saw counterterrorism cooperation as a way to do that. So by November of 2001, the CIA had a very active station in Khartoum. It had shut down its station when we withdrew our ambassador early in 1996. So this in itself was a big change. And I spoke to a former FBI agent who tracked bin Laden named Jack Clunan, who went to Khartoum in November of 2001 and said that he wanted to arraign some important al-Qaeda suspects who were residing in Khartoum at the time. And Sudanese intelligence not only made those people available to the FBI and to CIA, but arranged safe houses to conduct the interviews and basically facilitated his interrogation. Beyond that, he went to the Al-Shamal Bank in Khartoum, which is where bin Laden banked. He was allowed to interview the bank manager. They turned over all of bin Laden's financial records at that time. There's all sorts of cooperation. It's much broader than simply exchanging of files.
And what does Sudan receive in return?
Well, Sudan would say, I know I was in Khartoum and interviewed people there, Sudan would say it has received not very much in return, and that's a point of contention because they clearly acknowledge that they do want something in exchange for the cooperation, which you would expect. States, whether it's the United States or Sudan or any other country, don't do things for free. In the case of Sudan, they want to be off the State Department state sponsors of terrorism list, where they've been since 1993. And they say, we don't belong there. We bin Laden left in 1996. We've been actively cooperating with the United States. And I should say that I didn't speak to anyone in the U.S. government who actually said they should be on the state sponsor of terrorism list. There's pretty much consensus, as far as I can tell, that they don't belong there. It's not that people say, oh, they're a perfect regime and they don't misbehave. I mean, the Darfur problem is enormous. The allegations of genocide have been made, certainly of mass war crimes.
I'd like to get to that. That does present quite a problem, doesn't it, for the Bush administration? Former Secretary of State Colin Powell said it was genocide, what was happening to the civilians in Darfur. So how does the United States reconcile that?
Well, they said, we're in an ongoing war on terrorism, and we need to procure information wherever and whenever we can get it. The Sudanese are actively cooperating, providing very valuable intelligence, and so we need to talk to them. We need to engage that regime, and that gives us leverage to improve its behavior, I guess, in other areas. You raise a good point, because the relationship has been secret and very, very much a behind-the-scenes sort of relationship, precisely because it's embarrassing, not only for the United States, because of Sudan's human rights record and the allegations that the Bush administration has made of genocide, so it's embarrassing to say, well, we're partners in intelligence. But on the Sudanese side, you know, there's a constituency there that is, at least a significant chunk of it, very hostile to the Bush administration's war on terrorism, opposed the invasion of Iraq, and wouldn't really look favorably upon the government providing close cooperation to the United States on terrorism. So it's a very delicate situation for both sides.
Ken Silverstein is a staff reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He joined us from Washington. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.